feel the humanness, the warmth, the skin, especially the hands of another who is somehow against. Against what we believe, against us, against them, against the small, against a wall, against the fall, against it all. In our DNA, it is true, we are more alike than different. But the skin, the spin we're living in can story us apart. So now more than ever, we need heart. Heart that listens, heart of compassion, heart that loves, heart of action. How can we make more space at our table? How can we open our door wider? How can we look inside her and him and us and them and find a we that is inclusive of everyone and everything? How can we feed each other love? Offering love to those we don't like. Offering love to those we look down on. Offering love to those who make us uncomfortable. Offering love to those who trigger us into anger and tears. Offering love to those who go backward to our forward. Offering love to those who are most scared of what we might offer them instead. Do not shut down your heart to anyone, in protest or detest, in fear or unrest. Heal the bully in all of us. Grow our common roots deeper into human rights. Dream into the darkness. Be the sun rising from the night. May we be reminded on this day of gratitude of our capacity to let love lead us beyond fear. What would love do? How have you loved today? If you are going to fight for something, let it be for love. And may all of us win. Now more than ever, may we unconditionally welcome one and all to come together for a Thanksgiving harvest of love from our nation's heart.